Hello and welcome to another Port Washington varsity basketball game here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Chris Spina alongside my partner Adam Jackman, and we've got a great matchup for you tonight. The Port Washington Vikings will be hosting the Massapequa Chiefs in a non-conference matchup here at Paul D. Schreiber High School.
You can follow along with the action from this game and every other Viking basketball game at MaxPreps.com or on the MaxPreps app. Make sure to make the Port Washington Vikings varsity team one of your favorites, and then you will receive live notifications for scoring updates and general scheduling and roster information. You can also listen to this podcast and all the other basketball podcasts on PortRadio.org, a subset of WDOT Radio, the number one radio station of Schreiber Sports. Now, Chris, take it away with the Albert's Hardware Store pregame show.
Thanks, Adam. Tonight, the Vikings come in on a three-game losing streak to start the season and are eager to break it. There has been much turmoil in this early part of the season with an absence of leadership and rigor for the Vikings. This has resulted in a lowly 47 average points per game for the offense and a negative 19-point differential entering tonight's action. The losses have come against Syosset Manhasset and Great Neck South to compile their 0-3 record. The first of games has gotten away from the Vikings, scoring 21.3 points per first half compared to 25 points per second half. A majority of scoring has come from Connor Shanahan, who averages 10.6 points per game, and Daniel Dash, who averages 9. However, many other Viking scorers continue to underproduce and sit under 5 in points per game. The offense that has been there for the Vikings has come in spurts of points, with Connor Shanahan averaging 7 points in the third quarter alone, and others like guard Joe Melkonian scoring an average of 12 points per game over the last two matchups, but has only scored 2 in the first game. The junior's proficiency of late has come from the fact that he came off the bench with 13 points last Friday and then was placed into the starting lineup for Tuesday's matchup. The defense has also been sporadic, holding Great Neck South to 8 points in the first quarter of Tuesday's game and then allowing 27 in the third. Tonight, the Vikings will need to be consistent to hold down an undefeated Massapequa team. Adam?
Thank you, Chris. The Massapequa Chiefs, however, have started their season almost the opposite of the home team Vikings. The Chiefs have started the season 2-0 behind strong head coach Martin Voigt. He has reached offense in the preseason and has received the results of his team. Over the first two contests, the Chiefs have averaged 65 points per game, beating Great Neck North 73-68 in OT and the Blaney Hawks 58-44. The team has been carried by the team's leading scorer and coach's son, Kevin Voigt. Voigt currently sits at number 2 in the county in scoring, with 28.5 points per game and 5 three-pointers per game. He also averages 10 rebounds per game and 3 assists per game as well. He is not alone, however, because for the Chiefs, they have 2 other players who average more than 10 points per game. Junior Nicholas Schneidler averages 12.5 points per game and 4.5 three-pointers per game. Connor Payne, the senior center for Massapequa, averages 10 points per game and 5 rebounds. The first game for the Chiefs was completely led by Kevin Voigt, who scored 35 points in the 5-point OT win. Now the Chiefs may seem like the favorite in this game, but they are susceptible without Kevin Voigt, as he has scored 44% of their points this season.
It seems like we're in for a great matchup tonight between the Port Washington Vikings and the Massapequa Chiefs. We are minutes away from tip-off here at Schreiber High School, and before we get into the action, we got the Minute Maid Press keys to the game and starting lineup. Well, for the Port Washington Vikings, it's the same as against their last game in Great Neck. It's going to be Daniel Dash at center along with Garrett Rest of the power forward, Joe Melkonian in small forward, Jack Stolper shooting guard, and the point guard Connor Shanahan. And for the Massapequa, Connor Payne's going to be the center. Kevin Voigt, you'll see him in the game as a guard along with Steve Verico, James Dooligan, and point Nicholas Schneidler. Now, Adam, what keys for the Port Washington Vikings to defeat the Massapequa team and their extremely high-powered offense?
Yeah, Chris, I'm glad you asked. This Port Washington team is still looking for their first win of the season, and I know the players are hungry. Just like in any sport, the winless team could sometimes lead an upset solely on the fact that they are winless. Speaking to poor players like junior guard Mark Daly and junior forward Lewis Blakeman, they want to get off the schneid tonight. The first key for the Vikings is to capitalize off this urgency to get a win. The second key can be use their home crowd to their advantage. It is a Friday night, a week before winter vacation, and you know the students are excited for school to end and want to cheer on their Vikings. Showing a little emotion would not be the worst thing in the world, but if propel the Vikings to maybe an improbable upset.
As for Massapequa, I believe the opposite strategy is in order. Coach Martin Voigt needs to keep his players' heads in the game and out of the stands. We saw what happened last year when star Plainview guard Jack Stafford let the crowd get him. The second key to a Massapequa victory would be to keep feeding Kevin Voigt. Unless he shows that he's not making his shots or gets into foul trouble, then I say let him lead the team. Why not? He's obviously an excellent player. We say last game what happens when a star scorer finds their rhythm, as we saw in the play of Great Neck style guard David Zabzeru, it can truly be a dangerous thing.
Yeah, well, that wraps up our keys to the game and starting lineup sponsored by Minuteman Press International. Minuteman Press, helping businesses grow for over 40 years.
We will be right back for tip-off when the Vikings take on the Chiefs here at home on WDOG Fort Washington, a CLM sports production and the voice of Schreiber Sports. So here we are approaching tip-off at Schreiber High School, and we do have a couple of corrections in the Massapequa starting lineup. Instead of James Dooligan and Steve Verico, it's going to be Brett Freely and Logan Tucker, both guards. As we approach tonight's game, as we said, Massapequa looks to stay undefeated. Port looks for their first win of the year. And as we approach tip-off, Port's going to be wearing white trimmed in blue, and Massapequa, a navy color jersey trimmed in yellow and white.
Yeah,
so for the tip, looks like we're going to see Kevin Voigt alongside Daniel Dash in the circle.
Yeah, Kevin Voigt's a really dynamic player. We mentioned him in the pregame show, second in the county in scoring. I mean, number 23. I expect him to be all over the court tonight, and Daniel Dash is going to have a hard time with this man.
And the tip's up, and it's won by Daniel Dash, controlled by the Vikings. Connor Shannon, the point guard, will set it up. Gets it to rest on the far side, on the baseline. Looks to drive, spins around, looks to Jack Stolper. Stolper now looks to make his win, gives it away to Connor Payne, the center.
We've seen that a lot from Stolper. He needs to be more concise with his passing and really, you know, have vision down the court.
And Schneidler will kick it immediately to Voigt, who sends it along to Tucker, the sophomore guard. Look, turns left. Passes left back to the point guard. Schneidler puts up a deep three. No good off the front end of the rim. Rebound is held on by Dash. And he'll dish it to Milikonian. And Port will look to bring it up.
And there we see Dash again. His first rebound of the game. He's averaging about 9 a game. He's really proficient on that end.
And Stolper on the right wing. Milikonian on the right baseline. Joe looks to drive. Spins around. Foul and makes it. Joe Milikonian off the spin move. Puts it up with the right hand, and it falls 2-0 forward, and Joe will head to the charity stripe.
Yeah, that'll be a foul on number 23 from Massapequa, Kevin Voigt, his first foul of the game. Now, I said if he's in foul trouble as this game progresses, it could mean a bad thing for Massapequa.
The shot's up, it falls, nothing but net for Joe Milikonian.
Yeah, he's a really proficient shooter. We mentioned in the pregame show, 11 points last game, 9 of those points came from beyond the arc.
And Schneidler guarded by Stolper. Couple moves there, sends it left to Brett Freely, guarded by Milikonian, and 2-14's going up at it. Kicks it along the sophomore, back to the point. It's 3 shot, no good off the rim. Shot by Voigt, rebound by Dash, and he'll dish it to Joe Milikonian.
Another rebound by Dash, 2 so far, he's looking good.
Dishes it to Jack Stolper, guarded by the point guard, Schneidler, to Dash. Dash looks to operate in the post, puts it up with the right hand, and it's good. 5-0 Vikings at the minute 30 into the ballgame.
Well, the last game, you know what we saw within the first 2 minutes? No scoring, and then we saw Great Neck South come up strong. Now we're seeing Port be the aggressor and take it to Massapequa.
So it's Stolper on Schneidler. Screen set by number 15, Connor Payne, kicks it out. It's Voigt in the left wing, down low to Schneidler on the baseline. He's going to take a dribble, guarded by Stolper. Left side, resets. Screen set on the right side, Stolper. Back out to Payne. Payne looks to drive, spins his way around, gets blocked on the shot. Up the other way come the Vikings, Joe Milikonian. He's going to take it himself. Gets popped in the face, no foul there. Stolper holds on. He's going to give it to Ressa. Ressa back out to Stolper. On the left side, he looks to drive, puts it up with the right hand. Not even close.
I mean, that's a hook, but I didn't really like it.
And Schneidler now looks to drive, kicks it back out. Around the horn it goes. On the left side, here comes Voigt. Voigt goes in, fouled by by a Viking as Kane picks up his senior guard, but it's a foul against Daniel Dash, I believe, and
yeah, it's against Dash.
Kevin Voigt will be looking for the Chiefs' first score of the game.
Yeah, it's going to be really key for the Chiefs to hit their free throws. Kevin Voigt is a very free throw shooter, but he missed that one right there.
Exactly, Adam. He's going to look to redeem himself now. With 5:30 remaining in this first quarter, Port up 5-0.
One foul for each of the teams right now. They're going to need to look to keep those fouls in check.
This one is good by Voigt. And now Port's going to inbound it. 5-1. Joe Melconi on the right side. Settles it down, moves left. Looking for a screen, but instead passes it to Dash. Dash to Shanahan. Shanahan takes a dribble, kicks it out to Ressa. Garrett Ressa now looks to make his way into the net with the left hand, no good. Reflects the own rebound, puts it up for an easy layup on the right side. Garrett Ressa with his first score of the game, 7-1 Vikings.
Garrett Ressa currently has 7.3 points per game. And, you know, I've been saying every game he's got to increase that. Maybe tonight's the night.
A shot up by Scheidler, no good. And it looks like it's going to be Mass Pico ball.
Well, there were about three, four players, including Garrett Ressa and Jack Stolper, but neither of them, they kind of knocked it out on themselves right there. It was very interesting.
It's going to be inbounded by Schneidler. And around it's Voigt, guarded by Ressa, puts up a deep three. He completely airballs that one. It's going to be Vikings balls. The ball goes out of bounds after an attempted save by the sophomore Logan Tucker.
You know, that is surprising for me from a shooter like Kevin Voigt. You know, he hit 6 3-pointers last game, and I don't know about that one. That one goes.
And Shanahan gets fouled by Logan Tucker as he tried to cut his way in. It's going to be a push, and Shanahan will also inbound it. A substitution is going to be looking to be made. David Letzer is going to come in for Brett Freely in an exchange of forwards. No other change are made, and Shanahan is going to get it to Ressa. Ressa puts the ball up, no good on the layup from the low block.
Yeah, that was a great pass in to Ressa. That play has worked all season. He just needs to finish on that.
And it's Nickel Schneidler. Dishes it right to Letzer. Letzer back to Schneidler on the right baseline. Behind the arc, still screen set by Payne. He's going to put up a shot himself. No good. Rebound by Ressa.
Yeah, we saw the same thing from Sayas in the first game of the season. Massapequa shots are not dropping right now.
And it's Dash. Dash tries to get it to Shanahan off Logan Tucker. And it's going to be Port possession.
Yeah, miscommunication. Dash thought Connor Shanahan was cutting left, but he was cutting right. And the ball ended up getting in there.
And they're going to get it to Ressa. Ressa to Melkonian. Inside, Daniel Dash puts it up with the right hand for a layup. 9-1 timeout taken by Coach Martin Voigt of the Chiefs. So, Adam, what has Port done right so far? This is definitely their most explosive start of the year against a tough, undefeated team.
Port junior Lewis Blakeman just gave me a little wink over there, and I think I know what that means. They're being their aggressor. They're really, they have that vigor to win a game like this. And I think, you know, really, it all comes down to in that paint possession, because Massapequa was settling for those outside shots, and they're missing those outside shots. Port's going in, they're getting physical, they're getting fouls, and they're getting points, and that's why they're up 9-1 with 4:03 left to go in the first.
Well, that's what they didn't do, and what's going wrong for Massapequa?
I think Massapequa, obviously, their shots, and obviously, I told you, as in the pregame show, Kevin Voigt, if he's not on, they are susceptible, and we've seen it. He's missed two shots so far. He's made a free throw, but he really needs to get going if this team's going to have a chance of coming out of this deficit.
As it's an 8-point game in favor of the Vikings, Voigt the leading scorer with 1 point. And it's Schneidler guarded by Stolper. Does a little dance there, nice moves. Kicks it left, around the horn they go. It's Letzer back outside. So good ball movement here by the Chiefs. Dishes left, that was Voigt, now it's Letzer. And he'll reset to Schneidler. With 10 seconds remaining on the shot clock, it's the big man, Payne, tries to put it up. Rebound by Ressa. He takes a tumble. And Shanahan outlets it to Melconi. Puts it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound by Voigt. He settles it down.
10 rebounds a game for Boyd. That's his first one of the day so far.
Dishes it left. It's Schneidler, guarded by Stolper. He's going to reset, looking for a man. John Bellini looks to check into the game for the Vikings. It's Voigt, dishes it left. A nice screen by Payne. A three-point put up. No good. Foul against Massapequa. As it was Payne getting the rebound. We're waiting for who it's on, but it was definitely against Massapequa. And Port will have possession. The foul was on Connor Payne.
Yeah, Payne's a big man. He's just trying to out-be, you know, physical against Daniel Dash. But Daniel Dash got the height. As Jack Stolper will check out and John Bellini will check in. Bellini, you know, really has to, for his small size, he really has to be proficient with the ball handle.
Well, he's an excellent defender. I'd say one of the best for the Vikings, at it, even though he's a small size. But there, Bellini is unable to handle the ball. A hard pass from Shanahan, unable to hold on, and it's Massapequa ball. Letcher inbounds it. Schneidler. Guarded by John Bellini. Looks to go right. Spears going to check into the game as well for the Vikings as it's sent around. Letcher. Screen set by Payne. Puts up a jump shot. That one falls for David Letcher, the senior, number three. And now it's Melkonian. It almost gives it away to Letcher as a poor move, but it's Shanahan putting up a jump shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Schneidler. And it's it's Nicholas Schneidler.
Shanahan needs to be confident in the shot. And now John Bellini shows that prolific defense we've seen.
And it's dished to Schneidler, guarded by Bellini. And it's Kevin Voigt, screen set by Payne, puts up a three. That one's no good off the rim and the backboard. Rebound by Dash, and the Vikings come back. 1:50 remaining in this first quarter. Daniel Dash kicks it outside to Bellini. Bellini looks to drive. He is going to throw it, blocked away by Payne. He brings it up, and Schneidler brings it, puts it through his legs, gets it across. A three put up by Letcher. That one, no good. Rebound is fought by Bellini. Gets knocked down by Payne. He's upset that they called a foul on him as they both went to the ground. But you can see, you could just see the size difference. Say John Bellini's about 120 pounds while Connor Payne's approached 250.
Yeah, Chris, John Bellini, you know, he's a great scorer at times, but he's an even greater defender as Joe Melkonian checks out, as Mark Daly checks in for the Vikings.
And we see Connor Payne as Ben Spear travels. He goes along his side, punches the bleachers as still in frustration, and as he checked out to the game, into the game was John Ronan for Massapequa.
And now it's Nicholas Schneidler brings up the ball. John Bellini again on that top of the key.
Mark Daly bites, and a short ball as he holds his ground. It's Letcher who trips over the junior, but doesn't mean anything as we have another substitution. And what I mean by it doesn't do anything is Port regains possession, no foul. Into the game comes Steve Verico in replace of Logan Tucker. Shanahan dishes right. Daly passes it right as he drove to the left. And it's Garresa, no good. Rebound by Voigt. Passes to Schneidler. Schneidler drives, kicks it back out. And it's Ronan. He will send it back, and Massapequa will reset. Screen, right side screen set on Bellini. Schneidler tries to kick it inside to Ronan, but taking it the other way is Mark Daly, who does not a great pass to, as he's trying to get a stretch lead past Shanahan. Not a great pass there, but it will be Massapequa ball.
Yeah, that was definitely a risky pass, and I think Mark Daly should have, you know, even with a six-point lead, he should have tried to be conservative, maybe take down more of the clock with 32 seconds left right now.
30 seconds remaining. His first quarter, 9-3 Vikings. And it's Ronan. He's going to send it around the horn, I guess you could say, Adam, around the three-point arc, all over, and they continue the cycle. As they're going to waste the clock down, with 8 seconds remaining on the shot clock, in comes Letcher, puts up a shot, and not even close. Spear the rebound, he's going to force it ahead to Ressa with 5 seconds left, as you hear the team counting down. Ressa puts it up. Bellini on the end. Gets it through on the buzzer beater. It was a block by Maspequa. However, Bellini's able to snag it out of midair and put it up before time expires. So at the end of the quarter, it's the Vikings 11 and the Chiefs 3.
And we're back here from Paul D. Schreiber High School between the boys varsity basketball matchup between the Washington Vikings and the Maspequa Chiefs. This is the Lynn on Home Court first quarter intermission report as we heard the head coach from Maspequa, Martin Voigt, yelling at his team to pick up their coverages and really get back in this game as they've been, you know, this is their lowest output of points in a quarter all season. 3 points as the Viking defense has just been terrific. Daniel Dash with 2 blocks, 3 rebounds so far, and he also has 4 points to lead the Vikings at this point.
Well, you can hear the coach, Martin Voigt, telling his team that their play has been embarrassing, and it has been. 3 points against not a great defense in the Vikings as they've given up a lot of points so far. So it's Schneidler on the inbound. We'll kick it right. Verico to Ronan on the left side. The left wing, 3 put up. No good off the backboard. Up the other way come the Vikings.
Yeah, Shanahan really has to be key with the ball as a point guard up here.
Ressa, nice move on the duck in, blocked away by Ronan. As he finally gets up, and it's Schneidler to a 3 taken by Maspequa. No good. Rebound is secured by the Vikings. The shot was by Verico.
We almost saw Ressa try to take the ball from Ronan as if to try to get him back for that block.
And Schneidler tries to make a couple moves, gets it lost between his legs, is able to step back and bounce back as he puts up his own 3. That one is nothing but net. Schneidler with the deep 3. Swish.
Yeah, Schneidler. He has to make those shots.
And Spear looks to bounce back with a 3 of his own. That one, another swish. Ben Spear from long range on the right wing.
Yeah, we saw him doing that in warm-ups. You know, does that translate to the game for him, which has not on the first 3, but now, you know, with that, we've seen it has.
And Schneidler, screen set by Ronan, puts up a shot. That one's good on the left side. Nice jump shot. And John Bellini bringing the ball up. Guarded by Schneidler with 6:30. Gives it away to David Letzer, who's going to rush down. He's going to settle it down, looking for his players. Gets to Schneidler on the pass to the left. Screen set by Ronan on Bellini as it gives it away. Ressa able to collect it. Bellini will bring it up, and he's going to look to Mark Daly. High pass, Daly's able to secure. Daly looks to drive. He gets fouled, and he's going to head to the line. Daniel Dash is going to look to check into the game for Garrett Ressa.
Yeah, Chris, John Bellini had to do was really slow it down at that point. But really, what he did was an errant pass, resulted in the foul. But he has to settle it down. Now, looking to come in, Daniel Dash, Gio Rivera, and Engin-John Levent.
First shot falls for Mark. And it's Engin-John in for Spear, Rivera in for Bellini, and Dash in for Ressa.
And now Ford takes the 7-point lead right now with Daly looking to make it 8 here with 6:05 left in the half.
And it falls.
And Daly, really nice form and shooting. He got a lucky bounce, but here is the key. Ford put in defensive players. They put in Dash, they put in Engin-John Levent, and they put in Gio Rivera, who are all known for their defense.
And it's Schneidler. Guarded by Gio Rivera, Ronan, in left wing. You kick it around. And it's a shot put up by Ronan, the right baseline, rebound by Dash.
4 rebounds for Dash right now. He's getting up there as he kicks it to Shanahan.
And Connor Shanahan is going to move right. Looking for a man. It's Dash on the left wing. Guarded by Ronan. Back to Engin-John Levent. Passes it left to Shanahan. Screen set for Shanahan, who puts up a 3. That's no good. Good defense by Verico. But it's Dash able to bring it himself. He looks to dunk it off the rim. Daniel Dash with an explosive attempt of a dunk. No good, but what a play as you just saw his 6'7 height try to break through.
Well, if that went in, that would have been the play of the year so far for the Vikings, but unfortunately did not.
And that would have been on SportsCenter, my friend.
that, me and Dylan Spoke were taking video of the game, and definitely that would have been on SportsCenter if that went in. Wow! Two guys were going up as number 15, Steven Verico, checks out of the game for Massapequa.
And Connor Shanahan, there by Logan Tucker. Passes, and Gio Rivera is going to, on the right lane, kick it to Anki John Levent. Rivera cuts. Anki John holds it on himself to Dash. Guard by Ronan. Hands it off to Shanahan. Another three from Shanahan. That one no good as well. Rivera attempts for a readout. Ronan got him on the height differential.
Yeah, Shanahan cannot settle for those outside shots. What makes the Vikings a physical team is their inside shots.
And it's Schneidler trying to drive. Deflected pass. It's Ronan. He gets blocked by Dash. Able to keep the ball in bounds. And Connor Shanahan, a stretch pass to Daly. Mark Daly behind the back pass to Levent, stolen away by Kevin Voigt.
Trying to be too fancy there as Daly tries to get the steal from Voigt now.
And it's Ronan, the jump shot. It's good on the right side. 16-10.
Now Massapequa cuts it to 6 points with 3:57 to go in the half. Angel Levent brings it up.
Passes to Shanahan. Shanahan looks to get it to Levent. A deflected pass by Voigt, but Levent puts it up with a left hand. He's going to head to the foul line. Foul on Kevin Voigt. A shooting foul. And Enkin John Levent will be headed to the charity stripe, Adam.
As number 10, James Dooligan looks to check in for the first time in this game. Voigt, I believe, already has two fouls. And it's not even halftime yet, so that foul trouble... He could be in foul trouble by the half.
And Voigt hasn't played this entire game. He's been checked in and out as well. So some concerns for the coach, Martin Voigt, his son, getting the foul trouble. And we see Dooligan checking in for David Letzer.
And Angin John Levent, just his first free throw. And Voigt can take a 7-point lead.
Shot good. And now it's Schneidler. Started by Gio Rivera, 3:39 remaining in the half. Court is up by 8. Looks to drive, but the left hand puts it up and in. Nice layup from Massapequa. 6-point game, Adam.
Yeah, Angin John Levent now bringing it up. He's a key player as well, as he's physical and he can ball handle.
And it's Daniel Dash with the right hand, puts it up himself, and it's good for Daniel Dash.
And right now, Daniel Dash dominating in that post as Massapequa doesn't have anyone as tall as him, and neither does a lot of teams on Long Island.
I mean, you could say the closest guy is Ronan. He's playing that center role. Another big, skinny guy, but as the shot's put up, fouled off. Foul on Kevin Voigt. He's going to head to the line, but Dash is just to his height, and he uses his height to his advantage. You could see his skill in the paint and his good defensive ability, as we see someone who could possibly match him, Connor Payne, looking to come into the game to match against the explosive Daniel Dash.
Yeah, Connor Payne, he has the size, but he may not have the height right now, as and just on the rim for Kevin Voigt, as he doesn't make that, as Payne checks in for Ronan.
And it's Ronan once again. He's tried his best to contain Daniel Dash, but Dash is one of those players you need someone as tall as him to even be close to containing him.
Yes, Voigt makes the second free throw.
It's Connor Shanahan. Schmitz is into the game as well. Forgot to mention Matt Schmitz, a sophomore. Left from Dash to Melkonian, and Melkonian puts on the brakes. Gives it to Dash. No good. Off Massapequa. Court ball. Kevin Voigt. Hell, touched it last.
Yeah, he was just trying to save it out there, but I believe if he just kind of let it go, his teammate, I'm not sure who was in that skirmish, but his teammate also tried to go for it, and they pushed him out by themselves.
And gets it to Melkonian. Melkonian puts up the three. No good. Rebound by Schneidler. That was Melkonian on the left wing. Looks to drive, it's Logan Tucker. Jack Stolper's gonna look to come into the game for the Vikings. And it's Voigt guarded by Schmitz. Screen set by Payne. Foul on Schmitz. It's not a shooting foul, but I think it's gonna be a body foul.
Yeah, it's gonna be a foul on Matt Schmitz, his first foul of the game. The entering sophomore has Jack Stolper, enters for Gio Rivera. Rivera, no points, but again, as I said, known for his defense, and he did his job.
Stolper guards the inbounder, but it's able to get to Payne. Payne puts it up and in with the right hand for a easy layup. 5-point differential, Port up 20-15 with 2:15 remaining. Joe Melconi on the wing. Looks to Shanahan, passing the ball around. It's the Vikings. It's Dash at the top of the key, right to Stolper. Inside Dash. He looks to make his way, guarded by Payne. Kicks it back out to Shanahan. Screen set on Tucker. Shanahan backs up, puts up a three. That one's no good. It bounces out of bounds. And it's tipped away. It's going to be Matthew the ball on the inbound. Jack Stolper knocked it out.
Yeah, Jack Stolper, a really good defender. You know, he hasn't had any points this game. But again, the defense for the Vikings is so key right now because Massapequa is used to putting up a large number of points, 65 per game, but they're held to 15 in the first half.
We're almost approaching there, 138 remaining. And it's the Massapequa Chiefs. Good ball movement. It's Voit. Voit looks to drive. Blocked away by Daniel Dash. The 3-on-2 for the Vikings. Shanahan passes to Melconi and puts it up. The right hand is good. A defensive stop turns into points for the Vikings. Great play.
And another block for Daniel Dash. 4 on the day. He's been physical. He's been great. And Kevin Voit has been neutralized so far.
Exactly, Adam. Daniel Dash so far has been the key player for the Vikings. And now it's Dooligan, James Dooligan, Payne, 3 taken, airballed from Schneidler, put up by Voit, foul on him, as Garrett Russ is going to look to check into the game. And the foul was against Matt Schmidt.
Yeah, that's going to be a second foul of the game, as Kevin Voit takes more free throws from the line.
First one's good for Voit. And Spear's going to look to come in as well, as it's Spear in for Matt Schmidt and Ressa in for Dash.
Yes.
Give the big man a breather.
Right. He's been really proficient as Voit misses the free throw. The Malconians bring up. Yeah, I said Dash has been really good, and they're just going to give it a break till the end of the half.
Shanahan kicks it to Spear. Spear fakes the three, looks to drive, and they're going to call a blocking foul against Cameron Payne, I believe. He fell over, and Port will take the foul.
Yeah, Spear, great move there. He got the fake going.
And I don't even think he touched him. I think Payne just more fell over than a foul, as Payne's going to be checked out for Brett Friedley.
Yeah, Payne, I think a little bit of flop, a little bit of contact, as now Massapequa with 7 fouls, and it's the 1-1 for Port as they look to extend their lead. 45 seconds left in the second quarter.
Spears no good on the first. Rebound by Voit. We'll slow it down. 30 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 40 in the game. Excuse me, in the half. Voit calls a play for himself. It's the ISO on Ressa. Takes a timeout. No one there. Garrett Ressa, great defensive play.
Yeah, they really locked up Voit there. And Martin Voit is going to get on this team, as you can probably hear the audio right now. He's not going to yell at his team right now, but he is explaining that, you know, they need to get inside the post. That's just my personal opinion. I think what he's saying is he's describing a play where they get it out to the perimeter, and then there are cutting men into the paint, and which they can get maybe a 2-point shot to cut this deficit to 6 by the half with a 9-second differential on between the shot clock and the game clock. Chris, what's your opinion on Daniel Dash? How has he emerged from, you know, the ashes of last game's loss?
Well, I think as I was talking with the Port team, I was talking with players on Port. What they needed was an explosive player who's a spark. And Daniel Dash has been that for the Vikings so far. He's been all over the place, defensively, offensively. If there were special teams, I bet he'd be special teams, Adam. But Daniel Dash, he's been all over both sides of the court. And he's the spark that the Vikings have been looking for.
Yeah, right now, the Vikings have a 6-point lead right now with 33 seconds left in the half. Massapequa is Florida is in the one and one with 7 fouls against them, and Massapequa not yet with 4 fouls against them. You know, Ford's kept down the fouls, but they've kept up the defense, which is what they've been trying to do all season, and I think it's worked.
And Schneidler inbounds to Voigt. 30 seconds left, 20 on the shot clock. Screen set for Schneidler, who kicks it out. Voigt on the left wing, guarded by Ressa. 20 seconds left, 10 on the shot clock. Passes it to Dooligan. Dooligan looks to drive. Good defense by Vikings since he's forced to pass to Logan Tucker on the outside. Logan Tucker puts it up, blocked away. 10 seconds left, no shot clock limit as it's Garrett Ressa. He's going for Shanahan, but gets the spear instead. Spear Stolper. Stolper's going to take it himself as he drives in. It's good at the buzzer. Jack Stolper with his first points of the game. And the Vikings up 24-16 at the end of the first half.
Yeah, Jack Stolper, he faked the going out to the perimeter for a shot as Martin Voigt is furious with his team right now. He faked the shot going out. He drived into the paint, and that was a beautiful move. And we've seen two buzzer beaters now, John Bellini at the end of the first quarter and Jack Stolper at the end of the second. It is 24-16, Vikings lead at the end of the first half here on WDOT, Port Washington.
And now it's halftime here between the Port Washington Vikings and the Massapequa Chiefs, 24-16, and this is the Healthy Kids Pediatrics halftime report.
Thank you, Chris, and we open up on this halftime report with the Vikings having an 8-point lead. I don't think anyone could have predicted that at this juncture, and it's been led, the block party here at Paul D. Schreiber High School has been led by none other than number 55, Daniel Dash, the 6'7 center. Been great tonight. He scored in the paint. He's had hook shots. He's had, layups. He almost had a prolific dunk over two Massapequa defenders, but he was denied only by the rim miss that shot. But really great play from him so far. And just some other notable names. Garrett Ressa also been getting some great points in the paint from inbound plays, which I believe the Vikings have perfected in practice and have really honed in to develop in the game. Also some other notables for the Vikings. John Bellini, great defense. I'm going to mention that because he did score the buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter, but he also had great defensive plays, like a block and a steal and a rebound against 225-pound Connor Payne. John Bellini out-rebounded him, and he's been really physical, and the Vikings have really followed his physicality and his, even though he's a junior, his leadership and the leadership of Daniel Dash as well. It's been a different story for Massapequa. The season has been different for Massapequa. They've started 2-0, the Vikings 0-3. The game, however, has been not kind to Massapequa, as Kevin Voigt has missed many threes. He's missed opportunities to make free throws when he's had them. I think his percentage is about 66%. And really, his team is not surrounding him. I said one of the keys to the game for Massapequa, they cannot abandon Kevin Voigt. They cannot let him just lead this team. He's not going to score 35 points every game. And their offense is not going to score 65 points every game. And the problem is right now, when they don't do that, they need to have a good defense. But obviously, as we've seen through the first two games, they let up 68 points to a Great Neck North team that is not known for their offense as well. So I think that players like Connor Payne need to be physical as the Vikings come back onto the court. Players like Connor Payne, they need to be physical, they need to score points in the paint, and also players like Nicholas Schneidler, who's had a decent game, he's had a three, he's had some good drives to the basket. He cannot settle only for threes, and he can't settle for outside shots or draining on the shot clock. He needs to take shots early when he's open and have that opportunity for Massapequa. This is definitely a very different game from when we last saw these two teams match up. Last year, the Vikings lost to Massapequa 63-57 on December 7th, 2016, and they only lost by 6 points, But I think this is a very different Viking team in both positive and negative ways. It's a different Massapequa team who has lost some seniors. Kevin Voigt has now been the leader, and you know, we're going to see if he can handle that responsibility in the second half. Just to mention one final stat, Massapequa last year, 4-7 in away games. In home games, they were 12-3. So let's see if that stat can hold up right here.
Well, hopefully the Port Washington Vikings will be able to close out this game. They're up by 8 points. In we're going to come to the second half action following this break. And it's second half action here for the Port Washington Vikings. They're up 24-16. And it's inbounded to Connor Shannon. Passes it to Dash, guarded by Payne. Stolper. Stolper's going to take it from the baseline. Looks to drive in, but it's Dash in the paint with the right hand. No good. Rebound is collected by Massapequa's number 14, Brett Greeley.
Dash needs to be efficient in that paint. As we saw him in the first half, this Massapequa team will not go away quietly.
And it's Schneidler. Screen set by Payne on Stolper. Puts up a shot, no good. Dash and Payne fight for jump ball, as it's going to be called. We're going to wait for it.
And that's going to be a foul. The refs are discussing. It's going to be a foul on Port, actually. It was not a foul on Massapequa. And it was a foul on Daniel Dash with 7:28 remaining in the quarter.
Schneider's going to inbound it to Payne. Payne reset the clock shot, by the way, back to 35 seconds. As it's Voigt, he looks to pass it around. It's Schneidler, guarded by Jack Stolper. Top of the key, 7:17 remaining in the quarter. Screen set by Payne on Stolper. Kicks it out. It's Voigt. Voigt will dish it off. Stolen away by Stolper. He keeps it in. Looks to get a basket here. Nice pass by Ressa. Belconian misses the layup, however. It's going to be a jump ball, and that's Port possession as Massapequa got the last one. But Melkonian had a great opportunity to get some 2 points. Missed that, but, I mean, as a matter of fact, no, it's Massapequa ball. Port had a tremendous opportunity, unsuccessful, however.
Massapequa really, they look different this half, you know, with only 1 minute to go, with 1 minute into the half, as Kevin Voigt looks at the top of the key.
And it's blocked away, out of bounds, off Garrett Russell.
Some things carrying over the first half, like, for example, Nicholas Schneidler took a floater going up to the basket, which he really needs to get a concrete shot.
And it's Voigt, jump shot, if the ball gets stuck between the backboard and the rim, but it's tipped in by Payne. Payne thinks it's a basket, as he's just joking around, but it's going to be Viking possession. And Shanahan puts up a shot. It's good, but it's going to look like, I think it's going to be waved off. It's going to be a push on the floor before the shot, so Shanahan still hasn't scored his first points of the game, but and instead he will inbound the ball.
And that will be a foul on Logan Tucker, who is the starter in this game.
And it's Melkonian. He's going to kick it to Connor Shanahan. Puts up a jump shot. That's good, and it looks like it's going to be, and we're getting a call here.
There's going to be an offensive foul on Connor Shanahan. The ref said it was a push. I didn't really see a push on Connor Shanahan, as Garrett Ressa is getting hyped up, clapping his hands, saying they need to play some defense. And you're right, with already 1:40 gone by, no points in the score yet.
I find it crazy. Shanahan just had opportunities to score, still unable to score, however, due to fouls.
And he's made both baskets, which is ironic.
And it's Cameron Payne. We'll have to kick it out. Voigt from three-point land. That one is good. Kevin Voigt from downtown. Big three.
That was a really long three by Kevin Voigt. And if we're going to see a comeback by this Massapequa team, we're going to need him.
And it's given away by Russell Logan Turner with the turnover. Logan Tucker with the turnover. Now Voigt guarded by Melkonian. You gotta kick it around. Tucker talks to the drive. Passes it to Schneidler, who goes around underneath the hoop. It's Payne. Payne looks to get it. The drop pass. It's Voight. A deep three from Voight. No good. Not a great shot. Rebound by Payne as he takes, falls to the ground. No foul. It's Shanahan, and it's a 3-on-1 for the Vikings. Nice, poor pass by Joe Lankonian trying to get it, but it's Gattaresta anyway, unable to capitalize as he tried to get the N1, but he'll head to the line for two shots, Adam.
Yeah, that was a really nice rebound. Eventually ended up in Connor Shanahan's hands, and then he got it out to Joe Lankonian. He just couldn't make the pass to Gattaresta, but he'll have a chance to make it up with two shots.
And Ressa is no good on the first, off the front end of the rim.
Not known for his free throw shooting is Ressa, but he's going to have to be more proficient here with the Vikings' lead for shrinking.
And the second one falls. It's a 6-point game, 25-19, with 5:15 remaining in the third quarter. Adam?
Nicholas Schneider brings it up, and I said he's not going to have to settle for outside shots. He needs to penetrate the paint.
And it's Voight. Kevin Voight looks to bring it in with the right hand. Not close. They're going to call foul, however, against Daniel Dash, who's in utter disbelief.
Well, the refs are really foul happy, I guess you can say, this quarter. They're calling a lot of fouls, mainly against Port Washington right here, but I don't think they're not warranted, as Daniel, I did see a little grab there on the shot.
First shot's good by Voight. 5-point game. And you see Dash and Ressa switching spots so that Dash can box out Connor Payne. Shot is good by Voight again. 4-point game. Massapequa has narrowed the Vikings' lead.
Kevin Voight, the only scorer for Massapequa with 5 in this quarter.
And it's Ressa in the corner. Stolper, Shanahan. Shanahan looks to Dash at the top of the key. We'll look to bring it to Shanahan in the post. Shanahan works on Tucker, puts up a shot. No good rebound by Freely.
Yeah, not really good shot falling away there with contact for Shanahan.
Shanahan still scoreless. A shot put up by Schneidler, no good. Rebound by Daniel Dash. He'll dish it to Melkonian, who will bring it across for the Vikings. Melkonian. Gattaresta guarded by Freely, looks to make his way inside, spins around, puts it up, fouled, no good again. He keeps coming so close to the and one, but he'll be at the line again, and we're going to look to see David Letzer check into the game for Massapequa.
Yeah, I think, you know, as Ressa is not that good a free throw shooter, he needs to make those and ones, as we see Mark Daly and Ben Spear line up to check in.
Ressa off the rim. We've seen that movie before. And once again, out of the game comes Freely for Letzer. Into the game for Dash and Stolper is Daly and Spear. And Ressa, you've seen that he hits the rim usually on the first shot, but the second one, once again, nothing but net. A repeat of his previous foul shots, 26-21. Green set on Payne. And that's a foul of Gattaresta. He gets excited. Coach Lewis to call him down. It's a foul against Connor Payne, the big guy, getting the mix. Ressa, however, clapping, very excited that it's Payne picking up the foul as he bodied him out. I wouldn't say a dirty play, but an extremely aggressive play. And he's going to be sitting on the bench. Into the game was Ronan. Shot by Shanahan, in and out, still scoreless is Connor Shanahan. He hasn't scored in more than 6 quarters.
Yeah, Shanahan, he really needs to, he's confident in that shot right now. It's just not falling for him. I think he's doing everything right except those contested shots, but, you know, it's just not falling.
And Schneidler dicks it out to Logan Tucker with a nice spin off the glass and in. Logan Tucker, good shot from him.
3:33, 26-23. It's the closest it's been since the first quarter. Court really needs to put some points on the board.
Shanahan puts it up. No good. Contested by Logan Tucker. Not a great shot selection. And here comes Massapequa. It's Letzer putting up a jump shot. It is good. It's a 1-point affair. 3:15 remaining. Massapequa has come all the way back.
Yeah, they had an 8-point lead to Trimer, but now Connor Shanahan, he's not making his shots, and Ford suffered because of it.
Shanahan dishes out to Daly. Mark Daly on the left side. Spear. Spear at the top of the key. Gives it away to Voigt. Voigt coming on the right side, puts up a shot. No good. It was Ronan trying to bring it back. He's going to, Marcus Daly's going to kick it to Shanahan. Shanahan gives it away to Schneidler. And it's Schneidler bringing it back. Voigt from the three on the right wing. No good off the rim. Back and forth action here in Pauly Shriver High School in Port Washington.
Yeah, Voigt, you know, that would have been a momentum shift if he had made that three right there. But Port takes the lucky break.
And Spear at the top of the key. Ben Spear tries to get into Melkonian post, stolen away by David Lesser. Good defense from him. And Lesser now, he's going to kick it. It's Tucker for three. No good rebound by Spear. He's going to hurry it up to Mark Daly. Mark Daly has Connor Shannon on the left side, but he's going to slow it down with about 2 minutes remaining. It's Ressa on top of the key. And a good ball move here by Port. Shanahan is going to get it to Mark Daly. Mark Daly, nice move. No good on the shot, though. Couldn't finish. Mark Daly, beautiful move to get into complete space all by himself, unable to finish. A little disoriented with the spin, I'd say.
What a move by Mark Daly. I mean, that was just a great spin.
And it's a foul. It's a charge. Joe Melkonian holds his feet as it was Nicholas Schneidler picking up the foul on the drive. Good play by Melkonian, holding his ground, keeping both feet secure, Adam.
Yeah, Joe Melkonian, great defensive play there to get the ball back in the Vikings' hands. They need to do something here with 1:30 left as Engajon Levent looks to check in.
The Shanahan screen set by Spear. Spear guarded by Ronan. Hands off to Ressa. Garrett Ressa guarded by Voigt. It's Daly, the left wing. Brings it out. Back to Ressa in the corner. A cutting Spear. Ressa ignores. Ressa fights his way in. And it falls. Garrett Ressa. What a play. And he's going to head to the free throw line.
And there is the and one potential that we've been looking for from Garrett Ressa.
Well, we hope we don't see the similar story of the first of off the... We hope we don't see the similar story of Garrett Ressa knocking it off the front end of the rim. Hope for another switch here. 28-25, 107 remaining in the third quarter.
And now Martin Voigt upset that his son got called for the foul there with 107 remaining.
And that one is nothing but net. Garrett Ressa.
We see Ressa check out and Engajon Levent check in because Engajon Levent is known for his defense and they need to have defense to protect this 4-point lead with about a minute remaining in the third quarter.
And Schneidler with 58 seconds guarded by Melkonian. Poor bench getting hyped up here as a check for Tucker. Tucker tries to make his way through, puts up a shot, fouled hard. Dooley does not believe it. And it's going to be against Connor, I believe Connor Shanahan. Logan Tucker, the sophomore, headed to the free throw line, looking for some two crucial points. Gio Rivera is going to check in. And excuse me, it's not a shooting foul. They're going to call it on the floor as Shanahan comes out. It's going to be inbounded by Schneidler.
Yeah, Shanahan with three fouls. You need to protect him as the game goes on.
A three from Letzer, no good. Rebound collected by Ronan, however. But it's poked away by Daly. Rivera, nice move on Letzer. Gio Rivera now, Daly in the corner, the right-hand side, 35 seconds, 26 on the shot clock, and Clevent slows it down to Melkonian and Rivera on the right corner. Back to the top of the key, it's Spear, guarded by Ronan. To Levent, 20 seconds, 15 on the shot clock. Levent puts up a three. No good, Engajon Levent. 13 seconds left, no shot clock. Here comes Massapequa, back the other way. Tries to force it inside, knocked out of bounds by Ronan. 7.3 seconds left.
Well, now 7 seconds as Port checks in. Matt Schmitz for Ben Spear, and it's a four-point game as Engajon Levent also checks out. Ben Spears actually in, excuse me. It is Engenjohn who checks out. My fault there. But Mark Daly trying to check it into Gio Rivera. 7 seconds left here in the corner.
And here comes Rivera. 3 seconds. It's Melkonian looking for a buzzer beater. Spins his way in. It's good. Joe Melkonian. 3 buzzer beaters for the Ford Vikings.
Wow. What a play by Joe Melkonian. He took the ball in his hands and he did what he needed to do to get this game to 6 points. And now we will present our Yummy Gyro third quarter report as the Port Vikings currently lead 31-25 with a 6-point lead at the end of the fourth quarter. We saw that prolific play, Joe Melkonian, at the end of the third quarter with a beautiful spin layup, and it went in actually after the shot clock expired. But it left his hand and it was a clean shot, and I believe that could be the momentum changer for the Vikings. As with, again, starting the fourth quarter, 31-25 Vikings on WDOT, Port Washington. And we're back here at Paul D. Schreiber High School with the fourth quarter action coming up. Vikings 31, Chiefs 25, as number 12 for the Chiefs, Logan Tucker, will check it in to Nicholas Schneidler.
Schneidler gets it to Letzer, and by the way, Dooligan, who had now his possession, puts up a jump shot. That's no good. Rebound by Ressa. But he was checked out of the game in the final 5 seconds. Didn't want to interrupt that beautiful play by Melkonian. But he came in for Voigt, and now Voigt's looking to check back into the game for Massapequa.
And it's Rivera has had the ball, and he had a beautiful crossover, I forgot to mention, in the third quarter. Beautiful play.
And it's Shanahan, fights his way in. He is going to heading to the free throw line, looking for his first point in 7 quarters for Connor Shanahan.
And that's going to be a foul on Logan Tucker. Another one. I believe he has 3 so far, and they're not trying to check him out with 7:25 remaining in the fourth quarter. We do not see Daniel Nash in. I think that's a little bit surprise to me, but maybe he'll get in later.
No good for Shanahan on the first, but it is Letcher checking out for Voigt.
Yeah, they need their top scorer in there for the Chiefs, and Voigt is going to try to propel them to erase the 6-point deficit.
And I expect Dash to be coming in towards the final 5 minutes. Second shot is good for Connor Shanahan. There he goes. First scores of the game for him.
Yeah, really happy for him there. He's been trying all game. He's had a decent game, some mistakes, but it's good to see him on the board.
Exactly, Adam. It's Schneidler to Dooligan. Started by Daly. Daly tries to poke it away. Dooligan to Tucker. Screen set by Ronan. Another screen. Good play by Ronan. As it's Schneidler looks to drive. Puts up with a left-handed fall. And one. Port does not agree. Coach Dooley does not agree. Neither does Ressa. But that doesn't change the fact that Schneidler is going to be headed to the line.
And that's going to be a foul on Gio Rivera. And one potential for Nicholas Schneidler trying to get his team within 6.
And no good, poked away by Dooligan, however. As it's a 5-point game, it's Ressa on the right corner, looks to bring it out, passes to Schmitz. Max Schmitz gets it to Daly as it was Dooligan falling over. That looked more like an alley-oop than a shot, but it was Schmitz with the shot. Daly with the collection of that shot as the backdoor cut to Daly. He's unable to hold on. He's going to kick out to Ressa on the right wing. It's got Ressa. 6:35 remaining. Shanahan on the left wing. Screen set on Tucker. 3 from Shanahan off the right end of the rim. Very close, but no cigar.
That's 4 missed threes for Shanahan. You know, the shot clock winding down there.
The shot put up. It falls. A deep 3 from Nicholas Schneidler. 2-point game at 6:15 remaining.
Schneidler now the leader for the Chiefs right now.
And it's Rivera blocked away by Voigt. And Schneidler was going to hurry up. Gets it to Voigt. Voigt looks to drive. Puts it up. Fouled hard. He's going to head to the line. Foul against the Vikings. Checking into the game will be Steve Verica.
And that's another foul on Gio Rivera as Daniel Dash, we see him now, and Joe Melkonian look to check in. now Voight at the line. This is where he shines. He needs to make these free throws.
It's good for the first. Dooligan out for Verico, and it's Schmitz out for Daniel Dash. Joe Melkonian walks on in place of Gio Rivera.
Well, I think Daniel Dash now is there to get the rebound to get the Vikings back the ball.
Second shot, good, tie game here for Washington, New York.
Massive people having come all the way back from that 8-point deficit at the half. Now Joe Melkonian trying to give Shriver the lead again.
Dash in the post, guarded by Ronan. Forces his way in. Backdoor action. Puts it up with a left hand. Beautiful play by Daniel Dash.
Yeah, I thought that may have warranted a foul, but nonetheless, beautiful spin move by Daniel Dash.
Once again, Daniel Dash is that key player that Port needs right now as we approach crunch time. Screen set by Melkonian by Ronan. Shot put up from three. Verico. Rebound by Dash. That's another one for him.
Yeah, he has currently 6 rebounds on the day. Need to see him do more of that.
Joe Melkonian to Garrett Ressa on the right baseline. Ressa guarded by Voight. He gets fouled, going to head to the line. Gets hit to the head. Clapping and high-fiving his teammates.
And that's going to be a foul on Kevin Voight. I believe that's his third or fourth of the game as Ressa. Again, he's been efficient with his free throws recently. Let's see if that trend can continue.
The two-point game, 34-32. Ressa at the charity stripe. Almost in. Off the rim in the backboard on the first. We'll wait for the second.
Well, Ressa looking to give the Vikings a 3-point lead with 5:20 to go.
Second one is good for Garrett Ressa. There it is.
Yeah, Ressa, we've seen that pattern. He misses the first one, but then nails the second.
Schneidler, a 3-point game with 5 minutes remaining. And we are going to see Connor Payne look to check into the game as they approach the final 5 minutes. Nice pass to Ronan. Ronan guarded by Dash. He puts his hands up, but he's able to get it over the hands of the Giant. And it's a 1-point game, 35-34. Shanahan guarded by Tucker. Gets it to Mark Daly. And it's Ford ball got deflected off Chief and checking into the game once again. Payne for Verico.
Yeah, it looked like it went off of Ronan there as Colin Shanahan gets it in, tries to get it in at least.
And he's going to get it to Melkonian eventually. Melkonian guarded by Ronan. Excuse me, Voight. Melkonian drops it to Shanahan. 17 seconds on the shot. Dash looks to go into the post. Puts it up, no good. Ressa fights with the rebound, jump ball. And it's Max Kukla ball, but still great play by Ressa. And the next one, Willie Forks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've seen those jump balls, even if they go the other way, they can still have an impact. As the refs actually overturned their call because the possession arrow is favoring the Vikings. So now they will have possession and try to extend their 1-point lead with 4:31 to go.
And it's to Ressa. Ressa Daly. Daly Dash. He gets fouled on the floor. Port will inbound again. It looks like it's gonna be. As a matter of fact, no, he's gonna be headed to the line. So I believe it's gonna be a 1-on-1.
That's gonna be another foul for Logan Tucker. And it's going to be a 1-on-1 because it was on the floor. And Dash, again, his first free throws of the game. Not known for his free throws either. But he's going to try right here.
No good. Rebound by Voight. Hard bounce off the backboard. Kevin Voight dishing left to Schneidler.
Time ticking down. We've seen Port try to defend, and they have. But they could be in danger of giving up this lead.
Voight tipped out of bounds by Dash. Mass people ball. Looking to score. It's a 1-point game with 4:11 remaining in the fourth quarter. Vikings slightly up.
The next foul for the Vikings will mean a 1-on-1 for the Chiefs.
Well, it's Payne putting it up. In and out for him. A lucky play for the Port Washington Vikings as Coach Dooley yelling at Daniel Dash. But hopefully for Port, Payne will miss the free throws.
Another foul on Dan. through a dash as he's tying his shoe right now on the floor. But I think that was very beneficial that that shot did not go in, because Payne is a center and not known for his free throw shooting as well.
It's Ressa and Dash looking to box out on the first one. No good off the front end of the rim. The best that Payne could do is tie it with these free throws.
Yeah, and I think that shot going in now means even more to the Chiefs.
Second one, no good as well. Payne collects his own rebound, dishes it out. A three from Voight, no good. Payne continues and gets another rebound, gets it inside, blocked away by Dash. They call that a foul before the basket. Another opportunity for foul shots. It's Ronan this time.
That's going to be a foul on number 14, Joe Malconian. I believe it's his first of the game. You know, they need to secure these offensive rebounds, and now Ronan will try to take the lead.
A strange shooting for him as he almost chucked that one, but it falls off the backboard and in.
And now in the fourth quarter, Massapequa has scored 10, and the Vikings only 4. If the Vikings are going to win this game, they're going to need to change that.
No good on the second, however. Rebound by Daly. Tie game, 35-35. Joe Malconian, the nice Euro step is good. Joe Malconian, what a move. Makes his way through for 2 more points for Fort Washington.
And we see that Euro step, that nice move by Joe Malconian. He's used everything in his bag of tricks tonight.
2-point game. Green set by Payne. Shop it up. No good. Ronan blocked by Mark Daly. I thought that was all ball. What about you, Adam?
I definitely thought it was all ball. I mean, I saw Mark Daly's hand right on there. Now, in fact, will be called on Daly. And I mean, for me, and in my perspective, I can't say for the refs, but maybe it got some hand as Spear looks to check in for the Vikings.
The ugly free throw shooting form from Ronan's back. Mark Daly checked out for Ben Spear. They need the big guys now for Washington, as you have 3 players on Massapequa's rosters over 6 feet easily.
Yeah, and
in
right
Voight,
now,
Payne, and Ronan. However, Ronan does convert on the second free throw. It's a 1-point game, 3:25 left. And it's Shanahan. Pump fake. Gonna try to get it to Ressa, guarded very tightly by the point guard, Vidler. Spear for 3, no good. Rebound by Logan Tucker.
And you gotta follow your shot on that one. It came right back almost to Spear, but he couldn't get it because he was fading away.
And Schneidler slowing down, guarded by Joe Malconian. And it's Connor Shanahan. Guarded, a 3 from Voight, no good. Rebound is held on by Joe Malconian after Payne tried to poke it away. 2:45, a 1-point game.
Now we're getting down to the final possessions, and this is where it's going to make or break it.
Malconian for 3, it's good. Joe Malconian from long range.
Joe Malconian playing the game of his life here against Massapequa, 40-36 with 2:30 left.
And here comes Schneidler. He's out to Logan. Logan Tucker. Schneidler. Defense by Malconian, screen set on him. He puts up a 3, no good. Defense by Malconian was spotless. It's Ressa fighting for the rebound. Payne's attacking him, and it's poured ball.
And that's gonna be a timeout by Port Washington with 2:12, and Garrett Ressa, again, his rebounding abilities, you know, proved that the Vikings could get possession again. I mean, he's been down and dirty, physical, and the Chiefs could not match that, as Connor Payne is showing, you know, some signs of an injury in his shoulder there on the last play. Maybe Garrett Ressa was a little too tough for the 225-pound center. We're back here from WDOT Port Washington. And it is 40-36 Vikings coming off the Joe Malconian 3-point. And again, the Vikings will have possession as they just ended their timeout when Garrett Ressa made a great rebound for the Vikings. And now Joe Malconian will get the ball on the inbound. He has had a great game thus far. off the top of the point and kick down to Shanahan.
O'Connor Shanahan guarded by Tucker. And it's Spear. Garrett Ressa makes his way in, puts it up, no good. And Payne throws it off the back of the rim in frustration.
And we've seen Payne frustrated all night. He hit the bench. He's a little bit injured. And, you know, it's really shown here as now Port gets the ball and Connor Shanahan will inbound it again. Looking for the inbound. Ressa got pushed down. Melkonian for three.
No good on that one, however. And it's Schneidler the other way. 151 point up by four.
As a Port crowd chanting defense, defense for their home Vikings.
And it's a good ball moving here. Ronan guarded by Spear. Puts up a prayer, no good. Rebound is kept alive by Tucker. Tucker, Payne, and Ronan. Ronan kicks out. If that was on target to Schneidler, it would have been a three-pointer, as he's been very good from deep so far, and he definitely would have taken that shot, but Eddie was unable to handle. 1:15 remaining, four-point game.
Kevin Voigt trying to sell it down for the three.
Voigt is good from long range. Kevin Voigt from downtown.
And now, Port only leads by one with 1 minute to go. The Vikings need to crack down, and they need to have a possession to win this game.
And here comes Shanahan. Shanahan gets it to Garrett Ressa, back to Shanahan. Looks to give the moves to Tucker, but instead kicks out a spear and give and go there. Melkonian now gets pushed around by Tucker. Melkonian, screen set by Dash. Melkonian put up a three, was unsuccessful, up the other way with a one-point game. Timeout taken by Massapequa, I believe. But this game is coming down to the wire, Adam.
Yeah, I really think, you know, Melkonian, he hit that clutch three before, but I don't think it was the time to take a three right there. He had a lot of time left on the shot clock, and I believe he could use a little more of that time to maybe get a good inbound, a good paint pass to maybe Daniel Dash or Garrett Ressa to try to make this a three-point game, and then Massapequa could only tie it. I mean, Joe, he really didn't need, in my opinion, to take that three. But he's been great all night. You have to give him the benefit of the doubt sometimes. As Martin Voigt, I think he feels confident right now, Chris. I think he's a veteran coach. He knows what he's doing. And with 1 point deficit with 33 seconds left, it's like all the time in the world to coach Voigt. We'll be right back with the final 30 seconds of Port v. Massapequa after this.
33.1 seconds remaining at Schreiber High School. Port up 40-39. Massapequa ball. It's all coming down to this, Adam.
This is one of the tightest games we've seen all season. Obviously, we weren't there for the Manhasset game, but this is probably the tightest game. Only 1 second separating the shot clock and the game clock. 2 seconds.
And it's Voigt. Passes it around. Schneidler. 17 seconds, guarded by Melkonian. Screen set. Outside is Tucker. Voigt from three. He gets knocked over. No good. The rest doesn't call. Dash holds on the rebound. Calls timeout with 5 seconds left. Voigt looking for the foul.
And Voigt is screaming right now. But they're going to call a foul. They're calling a foul on Kevin Voigt right now. I think it might be for screaming at the ref. I'm not exactly sure, but Daniel Dash is gonna ice this game. You know, they will have 5 seconds. They will have 5 seconds, Massapequa.
And they could take a three, even if Dash converts on both of them.
But Dash, key free throws.
No good on the first.
Now we know this game's going to come down to one final shot. Can Massapequa get it off with 5.3? If Daniel Dash makes it or he misses, this is the game.
It's good, Daniel Dash!
And it all comes down to this, folks. 5 seconds.
Inbound to Schneidler. Schneidler is guarded by Shanahan. Puts on the brakes. Chucks up a three. No good! The Vikings win their first game of the year!
And that's going to be the first victory for the Schreiber Vikings as they upset the as Joe Malcony is the first to shake hands with Kevin Boyd as this game comes to a stunning end. The Vikings were victorious in this one, winning 41-39, a low-scoring affair, not typical of the Massapequa Chiefs, but the Vikings held them as the handshake line progresses. This has been a broadcast from WDOT for Washington, and we will be back next with the post-game show and post-game interviews and three stars of the game.
The post-game report brought to you by Arena Sports. Final 41-39, the Vikings edge it on top. They get their first win of the year and now sit at 1-3.
Yeah, I think, and now we're going to go to three stars of the game. These players made a great impact on the game. We're going to start out with number 22, Garrett Ressa, who was physical in the paint. He had some great points in rebounds and assists from Joe Malcony, and he was really proficient, and I think he definitely deserved his third star of the game. Chris, who's your second star?
The second star, Daniel Dash. He was all over both sides of the ball, offense and defense. He played a great game, had a block party, and if it wasn't for our number one star, he'd be coming home with number one. But Adam, unanimously, we decided the number one star.
Joe Malconian, he was electric this game. He produced, you know, a lot of points. He had threes. He had clutch spin moves. He had a buzzer beater to end the third quarter. It was amazing effort for him. He was physical. He played great defense. And I think he definitely, unanimously deserves this first star of the game.
And Adam, now we have a great game. Final score 41-39. And now, Adam, you're standing alongside Joe Malconian for a post-game interview.